genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. And you want to keep that number handy because we will be giving away two sandwiches or two salads to Urbane Cafe later in the show. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is possibilities, perfection, and persistence. Each of my guests will be commenting on what it takes to pursue possibilities and seek perfection through persistence. My first guest is the queen of turning possibility into reality. We'll examine the science of converting possibilities into reality from her book titled The Science of Making It Happen. My second guest is a sommelier, restaurateur, and bon vivant. He's examined all things French to discover the quoi in the je ne sais quoi of French culture. We'll discuss the collision of American culture and French traditions from his book, Stuff Parisians Like. My third guest is a five-time Major League All-Star who played for the Los Angeles Dodgers. We'll explore how to develop a winner's mindset in business and life from his book, Shift, Change Your Mindset, You Change Your World. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Kim Romaner is an expert in the science of amplifying possibility into reality and the practical applications for both people and business. Kim expands her comfort zone by driving stock cars, jumping off the tallest building in New Zealand, and rappelling 300 feet into a cave system. Kim has served for 25 years in possibility leadership. She is the founder of Possibilities Amplified Incorporated and author of the book, The Science of Making Things Happen, Turn Possibilities into Reality. Kim is passionate about helping people, businesses, and communities transform themselves. She is also starting a day camp for the possibility impaired. Joining us from South Carolina. Hi, Kim. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
Hi, Bill. I'm just great. Happy to be here.
Well, thank you for being our guest. Love somebody who's starting a day camp for the possibility impaired. Makes us all sound like eight-year-olds again, which is a lovely feeling to have, especially now. So let's dive into it if we can, Kim. So, you know, with all the bad news that we have at the moment floating around, it's hard to focus on the possibilities. I mean, the S&P just downgraded the U.S. economy. Stock market is in turmoil. We've got high unemployment. We've got a sluggish economy. So first of all, how do we separate those things that we can impact from those things that we can't? And how do we look for possibilities?
I actually call this the time of corrosion because we're basically, a lot of the things that we thought were going to happen for us are corroding right before our eyes, like the age of our retirement and the size of our retirement, the comfortability of it, if you will, the economy. It's all seemingly going in the wrong direction. So the first thing to do is modify your focus. We have a tendency to continue to focus on the negative things. If we turn to our dreamed of possibilities instead, we can begin to amplify those into reality. So focus is one of the very powerful forms of observation, and scientists have proven that our conscious observation modifies outcomes at the subatomic level of the universe and in our everyday lives. So that's one place to start.
All right. Well, that's a good place. So change your focus. Hard to do, though, when the media, and I hate to say it, but I throw myself into the category of the media, you know, we're focusing so much on the negative. Where do you find the good news, or where do you find something positive to focus on?
It's actually right in your head. The very first step in what I call the possibility amplification process is to create a vision for what it is that you want to have in your life. Most people don't choose to get clear about what it is that they want, they suffer from a disease I call fuzzy future syndrome, FFS. You may have heard of it on the commercials on the 6 o'clock news. And when you have a fuzzy future, it's very hard to know where to put your focus. So the creation of that vision, putting together the desired possibilities that you want in your life and getting very clear about that, writing it down, that will give you something else to focus on. So I would look to your own ideas, your own dreams for that.
All right. Now, your personal story is very illustrative of what you talk about. You wanted to write a book, and you had that desire, that vision, if you will, way back in the 1980s. Your book was just published last year in 2010. That's nearly 30 years later. So, Kim, does this mean that what you teach isn't working? How do you keep from losing faith over that 30-year period?
Well, that's actually part of the process called decoherence. Decoherence is the universe's method for turning quantum possibility into this three-dimensional reality we call home, and we can learn to ride the coattails of that process to turn our own possibilities into reality. So what I would tell you is that I suffered from a non-focus on writing the book for a long time, and people lose sight of that in the middle of a process usually, or at the very beginning. They won't even begin it because they don't have enough faith. Or they, in the middle, they think nothing is happening. And I can tell you that I was working on this book for about 15 of those years, doing the research for it. But you're absolutely right. It was my own lack of focus that caused that long delay. But it doesn't mean that it couldn't happen. It's just that I chose not to follow my own process for a long time.
All right. Well, then let's talk about some practical nuts and bolts things before we dive into the book, Kim, because you yourself said it, you know, over this 30-year period, you were writing it for 15 years. If you get off track, what are some of the important tips that you can give us to apply to our situation to get us back on track so we're moving in the right direction?
Okay. So, first of all, a lot of people get off track because they hear that negative voice in their head. And the important thing to remember about that negative voice is that everybody's got one, and it's always going to be there. But you can turn down the volume of that voice, and you can do that using a technique I call the inverse Zeno effect. The inverse Zeno effect is how physicists have discovered that at the quantum level of the universe, measurement will actually slow down or speed up a subatomic process. And the same thing is true of measurement in our lives. We have a tendency to measure ourselves in negative ways. And those measurements that we're taking, for example, have you ever said to yourself something like, oh, I can't believe I just did that?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Or what an idiot, or I got nothing done today. And when you're taking those kinds of measurements, you're actually slowing down your own progress towards your goal. So I have a tool called the Inverse Zeno Report, which is basically just a collection of positive contributions that you made in the day. Just write them down at the end of every day. Write down a list of the positive contributions you've made, and it doesn't matter how small, because you give yourself heck for even the tiniest things, so why not give yourself credit for the tiny things? You brushed your teeth today. Yay! You took care of your physical self, you know?
All right.
So that's one way for them to get the engines going again.
All right. So what are some others?
Well, I would say that you need to look at your belief system. Our beliefs determine how we perceive that which is going on around us. And this is from a science called epigenetics, epi meaning above genetics. And there are forces in your world that are more powerful than your DNA. And so you can learn to leverage those forces to your advantage. So most people, though, operate out of their belief systems without ever examining their belief system. So in my book, I teach my readers how to develop a belief management system that will help them to find the beliefs that they may not even be aware of that are holding them back, catalog them, and then replace them with beliefs that will serve them so they can move forward. And I actually have a process that I use in my workshops to help people embed those new beliefs so they become part of you.
All right. My guest is Kim Romaner. She's the author of the book, The Science of Making Things Happen, Turn Any Possibility into Reality. And your book does delve in, Kim, to a lot of scientific data. In fact, you've got 5 major secrets from science that you tap into: choosing the universe, your brain on chaos theory, epigenetics, which you just mentioned, decoherence, which you mentioned earlier, and the inverse Zeno effect. So let's go back to the beginning, choosing the universe. What is it that you mean by choosing the universe? And how does that tie into true scientific theory?
Okay, and so the first discovery is, again, about conscious observation's ability to modify outcomes at both the subatomic level of the universe and in our everyday world. For example, we've proven through studies that when we observe, we modify outcomes. So, for example, if you have someone watching you during a training session, you're going to retain the information in that training session better than if not. If a maid is being watched cleaning a hotel room or a patient care room, the room will be cleaner than if not being observed. And that has kind of like a big brotherish piece to it. But the truth is that each of us has our own observer, and that is ourselves. And the way that we observe ourselves is going to help us to either help us or hinder us. And so in the book, I teach you how to use the power of observation in very specific ways through the various forms, such as the creation of the vision, as we mentioned earlier, visualization. There are right ways and wrong ways to visualize to make the visualization more powerful. How to use your attention, how to use your awareness, how to use your focus. And so that is the very first step in, first of all, observing the universe in a way that's going to help you bring your dreamed of possibilities to fruition.
All right. I like that. So it's taking the results that came from the 1920s to the 30s, Frederick Taylor, the Hawthorne effect at the GE plant in Hawthorne, Massachusetts, and really applying that to your own internal observation and turning it outwards. I like that, Kim. So next, I love this title for one of the chapters, Your Brain on Chaos Theory. And we all kind of have an idea of what chaos theory is, and boy, I know my brain is chaotic, but what do you mean by your brain on chaos theory?
Well, I didn't think I'd have to tell you that your brain is a chaotic system. It is for most people. I know mine is a chaotic system. But chaotic systems have particular characteristics. They take very teeny tiny initial conditions and amplify them into huge results. The brain is a chaotic system. So how do you feed and care for that chaotic system in order to get the best results from your brain? And the studies that I share in my book show that without our intention, our initial intention, no voluntary action would ever happen in our lives. We'd be veritable couch potatoes. And so, in the book, I give you ways to care for and feed that would chaotic system that is your brain.
Great. My guest is Kim Manor, and she is the author of the book, The Science of Making Things Happen, Turn Any Possibility into Reality. So let's apply those five principles from science that you have to things that would matter to my listeners. And let's talk about something that I'm sure that everybody is concerned about, particularly in this economy, and that is amping up our wealth. How can we use some of these principles that you've just described to amp up our wealth?
Okay, well, first of all, it's understanding what it is that you want in your life. And you should have your own personal definition of wealth, because we are sold a bill of goods sometimes about having it all. And it doesn't have to be the typical case of wealth where you're Donald Trump or something like that. In fact, I just read an article in Entrepreneur magazine about a woman who downsized, moved to the family farm so that she could design furniture out of bicycle parts.
Well, there's an interesting
one. That's wealth to her. So make sure that you understand the definition of your own wealth. That is, get clear about what does wealth mean to you. Secondly, think about, this is using, I'll talk about epigenetics, which is investigate your own beliefs. Are you living in a universe of abundance, or are you living in a universe of scarcity? And this mindset will come often from our parents and our family home. Have you ever had your parents say something to you like, who do you think I am, Rockefeller?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. People hear that all the time.
What do you think? Money grows on trees? And so if you come from a scarcity mindset, there's some work to be done there to shift up your beliefs a little bit. Next, you want to start keeping track of your progress in ways that are going to show that you're actually making progress. So you want to measure your progress positively rather than negatively. If you're always focusing on the lack that you're experiencing, it's going to be very difficult for you to create abundance. So that would be three of the steps.
All right. Now let's go back to the middle one, which is investigate your own belief system, because you may have a very positive belief about the world does have the opportunity for anybody. We're here in the United States, the greatest country in the world, and you have all of these unlimited possibilities. But then you get bombarded with today's news, the stock market down a couple hundred points at the outset, the U.S. economy downgraded, and you begin to even doubt your own belief system. So how do you overcome all of that negative input?
I actually wrote an article about that called Your Own Personal Economic Stimulus Package, where, you know, it is about, it is again about focus. And basically, we know right now that there are businesses out there that are creating enormous success despite the issues that the general economy is suffering. Wouldn't you say that's true?
Well, there are a handful of them, and we only hear about them. Apple Computers, one of them. There are several others
right.
That are there. McDonald's, another one.
Right, but there are a lot of small businesses that are doing very well as well. In fact, I was just looking at a website called thecandywarehouse.com. It's just growing by leaps and bounds. I guess people are really turning to sweetness in order to get rid of the sour taste in their economic mouth these days. And so my suggestion would be that, again, creating that vision so that you have something to focus on, but also create an action plan for yourself and then follow through with that. That's part of decoherence. It's about creating informational records that say that your possibility is going to come true. So this is the way the universe does it. So I'm just telling you what the science says. You need to talk about it. You need to think about it. You need to write about it. You need to share it with everybody, and you need to take action about it. You know, if you want a particular new car, for example, go down and take the test drive. Talk to the financing people. Start taking steps to say that this possibility is going to come true for you.
All right. My guest is Kim Romaner, author of the book, The Science of Making Things Happen, Turn Any Possibility into Reality. Kim, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, The Science of Making Things Happen?
I believe that every possibility is available to you. In fact, human beings are so good at amplifying possibility into reality that we even turn the impossible into reality. And I'm sure that if you were to think for a minute, you could think of one of those examples. Flying is one that most people think about. So every barrier that we set up by ourselves, and we've so far been knocking a lot of them down, and every barrier that's out there for you is you're going to be able to bypass it.
Well, that is very encouraging and very optimistic. Well, that's why we love having you on the show, Kim. If people like what you have to say, they want to learn more about you, they want to learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
To www.possibilitiesamplified.com. That's possibilities, plural, amplified, past tense, .com.
Possibilitiesamplified.com. Kim, it has been a delight. Thank you for sharing your optimistic outlook on life, and I appreciate all of the input from your book, The Science of Making Things Happen. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, Bill.
Take care.